this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ-Centered Change. Today is Food Diary Reveal Day. I am not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian. I'm simply sharing information that you may know your options, that you may discuss this with your medical professional if needed. So, food number 9 are apples and cinnamon. Now, all credit to Pound Workout and their founders. When you purchase their workout system, it actually comes with nutritional information called the Balance Guide. And I talked about their workout system in another podcast very briefly, but I'll put just the name of it so you'll know exactly how to search for it in the description box in case you're interested. So they have apples and cinnamon listed as basically fiber-based and a fiber-based snack that levels blood sugars and can curb cravings and within their system that they have. And some of the benefits they list for cinnamon is that it's anti-inflammatory, it fights bacteria, it lowers blood sugar levels, improves digestion, helps in yeast imbalance, and relieves headaches and migraines. So those are some of the benefits of the cinnamon, and you get the fiber from the green apple. Oh, very specifically, it's green apple, one green apple. So I also talked a little about another podcast, distinguishing apples from apples. Obviously, there's a difference between the green apple and the standard apple. So if you use this, then get a green apple and get cinnamon to put on it. I recently air fried mine for the first time because I like soft textured foods, and I think that helps. That will help me eat it more because I prefer soft textured foods. So that's just a way that you can incorporate it if you are the same and prefer soft textured foods. Well, thank you. Number 9 is an apple and cinnamon, green apple and cinnamon. Food number 10 is shrimp. So shrimp can be expensive. I get it. I usually get it when it's on sale. Sometimes the store I go to have it like $5 off per pound. Now, it is, okay, so a pound is around, the kind I get is medium shrimp, and it's around usually 500 to 600 calories for a pound, which is good. Now, the butter, if y'all eat shrimp with butter, that's where you can add calories. I try to only add a tablespoon because that will be like 100 calories. So I'm looking at 600 calories, around that amount for a pound of shrimp. And it's good if you like seafood. So I think that is a food that I see that's in my frequent food diary. It's showing up as frequent. So yeah, again, good omega-3. I know some people don't eat seafood as much. I know some people are concerned with like mercury and things like that. Use your discretion and you know, really ask your market that you go to about their mercury levels. Sometimes they have like a posting on it on the seafood display that talks about mercury, but I understand there's some concerns. But I do eat shrimp. So that's food number 10. Thank you so much for listening, and always find the joy.